I want to take you across the pond now here on LBC News. There are doubts over whether Donald Trump will actually face an impeachment hearing. Although the House of Representatives voted for a hearing yesterday, Speaker Nancy Pelosi held off from a final vote to formally pass the charges on to the Senate. A trial in the Republican-controlled Senate would almost certainly result in Mr. Trump being acquitted of the charges. Well, let's go live to Washington, where our Washington correspondent Simon Marks joins me. Good afternoon, Simon.
Good afternoon, Chris.
Great to talk to you. So talk us through exactly what might happen next and why Nancy Pelosi didn't put that final vote to formally pass the charges onto the Senate.
Well, this is a city of shenanigans today, Chris, even more so than normal, because, as you know, the vote to impeach Donald Trump in the House of Representatives last night essentially went along party lines. The Democrats lost three votes. Three moderate Democrats decided not to vote to impeach President Trump, but otherwise everybody lined up behind their respective leaders. And President Trump was in Battle Creek, Michigan, very aptly named, hosting a rally where news came in that he was going down in history for all the wrong reasons, becoming only the third president of the United States ever to be impeached. His reaction was that this was impeachment light. It was a sham. The White House put out a statement saying this was one of the most disgraceful episodes in American political history. Shameful, they called it. But President Trump immediately seized on the fact that Republicans in the House of Representatives had backed him and predicted that when he goes on trial in the Senate, which is the second phase of this impeachment process, because the Republicans are in the majority there, he'll be exonerated.
The Republican Party has never been so affronted, but they've never been so united as they are right now, ever. Never. And I know the senators, and they're great guys and women, too. We have some great women. We have great guys. They're great people. They love this country. They're going to do the right thing. They're going to do the right thing.
But they're only going to do the right thing, as President Trump sees it, and exonerate him if they're given a chance to do it. And Nancy Pelosi deliberately last night did not transmit the articles of impeachment to the Senate. That all sounds very formal and fancy, but basically what it means is the trial in the Senate can't begin until Nancy Pelosi and the House of Representatives decide officially to send the impeachment articles to the Senate. They have to take a vote on it, and they didn't take it last night. Why not? Because the Democrats are very concerned that the Republicans have no interest in holding what they call a fair trial of the president in the Senate. Within the last 20 minutes or so, Nancy Pelosi has said that she is not going to send the articles of impeachment over to the United States Senate unless and until she sees what Republicans plan to do. Will they agree to call witnesses, including the acting White House chief of staff, the president's former national security advisor, John Bolton? Will they agree not to call Joe Biden, the former vice president of the United States, as a possible witness in the president's Senate trial? All of that, of course, Republicans are loath to agree to do. Senator Charles Schumer leads the Democrats in the Senate and indicated on CBS this morning that his party plans to hold out for guarantees from the Republicans with whom he's negotiating.
This president has overreached. He's the most overreaching president we've had. And so the Senate has always been lodged with the responsibility to be impartial jurors and judge this. And in previous impeachments, that has happened. And so we want to make it that way again. And I think the American people are behind us.
But are the American people behind the Democrats or not? In the latest Wall Street Journal poll published just as the impeachment votes were being tallied up on Capitol Hill, 48% of the public said they thought President Trump should be impeached. 48% of the public said they thought he shouldn't be. And there are many voices here in Washington that think perhaps the Democrats are being a bit too cute by half here, having impeached impeached the president in the House of Representatives, but now thinking about the possibility of keeping Donald Trump twisting in the wind. They could do it if they wanted to for months to come. Donald Trump would then be a president impeached officially, but not a president able to hold to see himself exonerated at his trial. Charles Schumer there was talking about a president who has overreached. Are the Democrats now overreaching? And Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are going into a closed-door meeting right now up on Capitol Hill to discuss their tactics as they move forward. But all of this, Chris, pretty much guarantees that the row over the president's impeachment will not be off the table when Americans are sitting down to their Christmas lunch, and we all hope to take a bit of a break between Christmas and the new year.
Yeah. Russian President Vladimir Putin saying that Donald Trump's impeachment far-fetched. Any reaction to that in Washington?
Well, I don't think it will surprise any of us in Washington to see that Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump are on the same page about that particular aspect of Donald Trump's presidency, given that they are constantly on the same page about so many other aspects of the Trump administration's approach to life. I'm not sure to what extent that is going to be welcomed at the White House, but I can tell you that within the last few minutes, President Trump has taken to Twitter to accuse Nancy Pelosi of being fearful of the trial. Pelosi feels her phony impeachment hoax, he wrote, is so pathetic she is afraid to present it to the Senate, which can set a date and put this whole scam into default if they refuse to show up. I'm not quite sure what he means by all of that. The do-nothings, by which he means the Democrats, are so bad for our country, he types there. But Donald Trump absolutely relishing this battle with the Democrats over impeachment, because he knows that it energizes his base. We saw that at the rally there in Michigan last night, but with a knife-edge split among members of the public over whether impeaching the president was the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do, we're not truly going to know which side has taken the right gamble on this until the votes are counted next November.
And just finally, if it does go to the Senate, how long would it potentially take?
Well, they've talked about a process lasting a couple of weeks. Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader in the Senate, really wants to get this done. And the Democrats know he really wants to get this done and dusted, which is why Nancy Pelosi is trying to put some pressure on him at the moment. The Republicans want this over so that Donald Trump can hit the campaign trail, no later than March the 1st, not having to worry about any kind of process. I mean, we know the outcome of the trial even before it starts. He will be acquitted in the Senate, but they don't really want that trial to be taking place in, you know, May, June, July, as the election campaign moves into a much higher gear. So the timing of all this is going to be, I think, fiercely contested. I know there are some British reporters. I was talking to one today who's already, they've booked their passage to the United States for January the 6th. When we all thought the Senate trial was going to get underway, as I told one of my pals back in London today, I hope he's booked refundable tickets.
Yeah. And just finally, obviously we don't know who's in the running to be for the Democrats in the presidential race in 2020. Any reaction from those who are?
Yeah, well, I mean,
you know, what are they saying?
Because that is a fascinating question,
yeah.
Chris.
I was just thinking how it's going to play for them. Obviously, because they've not got much decision, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we obviously know who's in the running. We don't know who's going to end up being the candidate, although the polling suggests at the moment either former Vice President Joe Biden or Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, but it's still very, very, very early days. But they have been absolutely radio silent over the last several hours. They've made no appearances on television here. There's been no sense in which, you know, Joe Biden wanted to jump on TV here and welcome this impeachment decision by the House of Representatives. And that tells you something. And it tells you that the Democrats running for the presidency themselves are nervous about how all of this is going to play out for their party in the country. So just as the Democrats wanted to get impeachment done and dusted in the House of Representatives so they could move on to other things, and indeed Nancy Pelosi refused to take questions about impeachment today. She only wanted to talk about the other legislation legislation that she wants to see moving through the House of Representatives now. The Republicans equally, they want to get this thing done in the Senate because neither party wants to be tied down by the impeachment discussion because they are both worried about how this plays out in the public.
Good to talk to you. Thank you very much for that update. There is our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks, live from Washington. And we'll speak to Simon again just after six here on LBC News. So stay with us for that.